going on, everyone, and welcome back to A Dose of Magic podcast, the podcast where we're talking about all things Walt Disney World Resort. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Brad.
And we are on episode 2 of our season 3 of the Dose of Magic show. We are very excited because, Brett, on Monday, October 30th, make sure you save the date. I know you will because you'll be there. But we have our first live show that is going to be on YouTube and on Facebook. So everybody, please go ahead and follow us on those accounts so that you can participate and watch the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that is the first big announcement today. And I guess really the only one. Do you have anything new on your end, Brett?
No, nothing new. No big announcements. Just a busy weekend coming up. I get married on Friday, which is super exciting.
I cannot wait. Now that we've gotten closer, do you have anything that is Disney related into the wedding or the theming?
So the only Disney thing that we have is our exit song after we're up at the front.
Yeah.
And our walk away song is Disney.
Awesome. Awesome.
So that is the only part of it that is Disney and the only thing we've incorporated because we both just love the movie that it's from.
Yeah.
So
are you able to tell us, or are you keeping it a secret? Are you keeping us in suspense?
I don't care.
Okay.
It's Ever Ever After from Enchanted, the Carrie Underwood one.
Awesome.
So it's got just a really cool, upbeat and happy vibe. So we both absolutely love Enchanted.
It's a classic.
Such a good underrated movie.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard the song, go hear the song too. Very good.
It is. I'm going to actually have to listen to it right after this because I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yeah. I'm not going to spoil it or try to give you my own rendition of it because it's
Yeah. Well, I can't wait. It's going to be such a great day, such a magical day for you, whether it's Disney related or not. But that's a great way to kind of end that ceremony and let you guys ride off into the sunset. Right into the
right off to the bar.
Yeah. Right into the dance floor. That's awesome. Well, the other thing that I did want to mention and talk about is that now that we are posting on a couple different platforms, different socials account, having some fun with the different videos, we are getting a lot of comments as well on them. And sometimes if they are funny enough, I would like to share them. So this is going to be a comment of the week that we received on TikTok. And I posted a video asking people their opinions and their memories, right? What is your favorite memory of Animal Kingdom? And the one person commented is when we park hopped right to Epcot. And I literally laughed for 5 minutes when they said that. Because it's all it's a wholesome post, I want to hear some cute memories of people, doing safari or taking their children on safari or something. And the dude goes, when we park hopped right to Epcot. It was so awesome. So that is some of the funny comments that we get now. And so if you want to see some more of that, or if you want to be the funny comment, feel free to leave some comments on our YouTube or on our TikToks. We see them all. We respond to nearly all of them, and they are a ton of fun. So that's a good example that made me crack up at work.
Yeah, I'm so glad we're not alone in feeling that Animal Kingdom is literally a 3-hour park at this point.
It is. It's a half-day park for sure.
Half day.
But hopefully with some of the additions that they have announced, we'll be able to kind of spend more time there and hang out.
Yeah. Hope so. Speaking of hopping to Epcot, how about this dude that hopped into the water at Epcot off of one of the bridges?
I saw that. I could not believe my eyes when I was seeing that. Because by now, you have to know that if you do anything like that, that is an automatic ban. That is an automatic ban. That is ridiculous. And they said, I was reading the article, they said that they did it for a bet, which is not worth it. What kind of bet is that? And I guess that there could be some alcohol involved. And I saw a bunch of people in the comments being this is why the park shouldn't sell alcohol, or Epcot is just one big bar. Of course, this is going to happen. but this doesn't happen all the time.
Daily, you know, that's, right?
Yeah, yeah. If it's the 10th this month, then it's like, all right, time to assess, time to reassess. But right. One guy definitely shouldn't ruin the whole vibe for everyone. But right. what do you think of that, Brett? A bet, like losing a bet or doing it for a bet?
I don't think I would do it. I don't think I would do it as somebody who favors Disney,
mm-hmm.
right? As somebody who wants to go back, right? You, like you said, you have to know if you're doing this, it's a ban, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
So I think if you're going like one time with friends and like you and have no plans to ever return.
If you've shoot already had shot, a right? bad trip, that's the only reason that I could see you doing
right?
this.
Like,
if you're on the last day of a horrible trip that you just had and you know that you're never coming back and you're fine with being taken out soaking wet in cuffs because you just jumped in water, then be my guest. Cannonball yeah, in
and
there.
I want to know what the bet was. Like, what yeah. was our cost value here? Because I think yeah. that plays a big part in it.
Oh, really? You might consider it for a certain cash number?
People always say money doesn't talk. It does. Okay. It does. If you put a flyer in front of me and said sign, and I have to jump into that water for 300 grand, yeah, I'm doing a cannonball.
300 grand? Maybe.
What's the
actually,
lowest you
now
would
that
do?
I'm thinking
What's
about
the
it?
Lowest you would go?
Jump in water Epcot and like forfeit my visit
right to Disney. Disney World properties across the globe, right? Yeah. Never again.
Yeah, you're like blacklisted from the system. Yeah. I think I would have to do like at least 500,000 or more. Only because then I could like turn that into an investment at least and like try to ride off that. And I'll be a fan of Disney for a while after that, right? I'll still be watching and seeing all the updates, but I don't know. I guess I could just vacation somewhere else with a lot of that money. So
yeah, I was gonna say I think my standards are low for saying 300 down. I would probably do it for 200. I
no,
don't
actually,
even know
you
anymore.
Had me thinking at 300,000. I was like, would I actually do it? That's a lot of money. I might.
Right.
That and would like take, wipe out debts and like be able to like get yourself a good
in a high yield savings account. Let it grow, and yeah. you have 150,000 to spend.
Right? Yeah, give it to a money man and say, hey, here's 300K. Please do something cool with this and.
Right.
Let me just get a residual going. And he's why is it soaked? And you're like, well, why were your shoes squeaking when you walked in? I don't want to spend too much time on this.
But I did see a cast member actually duet that video on TikTok.
Mm.
And he said, like, all the cast members literally say, like, even if they were dehydrated, like, they would never drink that water. Like, it's so toxic.
I would never drink it.
Fireworks go into it.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that, actually. Just so like, much sulfur in your throat.
Right? You know, like every night there's a show, maybe two, and there's fireworks that land in it all night long.
Wow.
Like,
I never even thought about that.
Like you can clean it as best you can, but you will never get it all.
No.
They were like, it's literally toxic water. And I was like, disgusting.
The guy jumps in and comes out with like a fourth arm. Somehow already had a third.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's actually a very good segue then into the game that we want to play this week, because what we're doing this week is a what would you do game. And this is one of our favorite games to play on the show, because this is different than a typical would you rather. This is more of a scenario-based, situation-based situation that you could encounter or come across in the parks. And how would you handle it? Sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they're serious. And it's just curious to hear. But also, one quick note before we move on. Seeing this guy jump in the water in like that video is just a quick example of something that we could visually show on our live show going forward. So just as an idea for those who are wondering what that may be like, when something like this happens now going forward, we can show it on the screen. So it'll be a lot more fun to watch it all together and kind of react together. So just something to look forward to.
Great point.
But without further ado, do you want to start?
I will start. And there's two ways that Ryan and I have done this game in the past. We've done it situational, like you're doing rides and what's your next decision? and then things that happen kind of like in the real world. And what are you doing?
Yep.
So today's episode is kind of more of that real world situation rather than ride based. So just putting that out there as well. I will go first though.
Okay. And I do believe that these are all Magic Kingdom based. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Or could be.
Could be, yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You are waiting in line. You watch someone order a turkey leg, and then they turn around to watch the parade go by. As they're watching the parade, the cast member drops the turkey leg while they're getting it out of the thing, and they serve that family the turkey leg when they turn back around. Are you telling that family? Are you walking out of line? Are you giving up your spot? Or are you turning a blind eye and saying, I don't know?
Wow. That is a hilarious scenario. So the cast member drops a turkey leg and you want to know if I would say something to the family if they still get served this dropped turkey leg. I don't think I would, if I'm being very honest. I think a lot of you were hoping that good guy Ryan might strike again, but I don't think I would in this scenario. I feel like I would be triple taking at what I just saw. Like my brain would be trying to process it. I'd be like, did they just drop it? Did that hit the ground? Or maybe they caught it. Maybe they made a miraculous catch before it hit the ground and I couldn't see it from behind the kiosk. But I think I would not say something, and I would just pray that that person in front of me's immune system could keep up with whatever it is about to consume. That's probably the wrong answer, but that's an honest answer. So what would you do, Brett?
I also wouldn't say anything, right?
There he is.
I know. So there's a few things. One, like, I wouldn't want to say it if I missaw it. Like, kind of like you said, like, right, like I would have to like triple take and be sure I saw that turkey leg hit the ground. Because if I'm going to walk up to this family and they're then going to go either reapproach this cast member, go somewhere else, like, I don't want to falsely accuse. But I'm also not giving up my spot in line. So,
yeah, that's true too. You don't want to give up your spot, but I agree. Like, there needs to be definitive proof on this turkey leg that there's dirt on it or some sort of like proof that it hit the ground before we start throwing wild accusations that it's a 5-second rule violation. Right. So that's a hilarious one. That's a great one to start. And that made me laugh. That was good. I will go. Here's one for you. You're getting on Space Mountain, right? And we know the loading system here. Everyone sits down, puts their phone in the little pouch, put your book bag right in between your legs. And then the lap bar doesn't feel like it's locked in fully. Like you hear a little bit of a click, but it's loose and it feels like it's kind of like wiggling. Are you telling a coworker and causing the ride to stop for them to check your seat? Or are you just going for it and praying that it's accurate and it's been tested?
So I don't know, because Space Mountain, as bad as it sounds, it doesn't scare me. Like,
what? I feel like I'm gonna get decapitated every time I'm on that ride.
Right, but that's from like your chest up, right? If my like lap bar wasn't fully secure, I feel like I could throw enough weight down with my arms to like hold it, right? And like be like, I'm just not gonna leave this seat. Like, there's no point in Space Mountain do I feel like my butt like lift off the seat.
Interesting.
So, but I don't know actually, because I don't want to like cause the ride to stop, because I'm so
embarrassed. I know. Are you gonna be like the guy who's like, whoa. Like, maybe the cast member who's, because they do have a checkpoint. They have a checkpoint before the ride takes off where the cast member will walk by and say, okay, pull up on your lap bar, and everyone tugs the little tab to see if it's working. So they do check, but let's say that cast member is just kind of like going through the motions, trying to get people through. Are you being like, hey, come check this one?
I think so.
Yes. Okay.
I think so. I mean, coasters just get too much speed. As confident as I am that I can hold it down, I just would be much safer. So I think I would.
I think I would.
Really subtly. I don't think I'd be like, hi, hi. Yeah. I think like if a cashier was already going to walk by me, I'd be like, can you just like double check this for me, please? Like, I didn't really hear a click. Like,
Yeah. That's probably the right answer. That's probably the right way to do it. Don't make a scene about it, but also try to save your own life.
Correct.
You know, it's better safe than sorry. It's better to ask and be sure than to
not make it all
cause, get an injury and then permanently stop the ride.
Right. Alrighty. Ryan, picture this in the future. Right?
Okay. Yep.
You have a family and you're back at the parks.
Okay? Nice.
And you're watching the parade come down Main Street, right? And you've been in these shoes before of your kids, right? Watching this parade.
Mm-hmm.
Goofy takes a tumble and his head falls off. And your kid notices, looks back at you and says, Dad, what was that? And is somebody playing Goofy? And I need you to walk me through how you're having this conversation with your child and explain this to me.
Okay. That is funny. That's a tough one, right? That's like explaining why you just got caught with your hand under the pillow with the tooth fairy. You know? That's trying to explain that. I think that I would be like, I'll tell you later type of thing. I don't think I would like have that conversation now. I think I would be like, it is just for this parade, but I'll tell you later. And I think I would deflect it. I think I would not try to make it a thing or like go into the birds and the bees of Goofy and the character right then and there. So I think I would deflect and be like, like we'll talk about it tonight. You know, just enjoy the parade and try to like get the act like it was nothing, you know, like that type of thing. What about you? How are you handling that?
So I wasn't going to deflect, right? I was going to give the immediate answer and just say like, Goofy's a really busy guy and he has a lot of helpers that help him around the park some days. And like that's one of his helpers, right? You got to go with the whole like, that's not actually like
– That's not Goofy, the right? Goofy.
Goofy's really busy. So like this is his friend who dressed up like him, right? Like I don't know.
Love it.
So I think that's the approach I would take. And just say it that way. But I feel like my kid would still call me out for it.
The whole car ride home would just, or the whole way to the hotel, just be traumatized. All right. My turn for you.
Okay.
As many people know, Disney has a refill system where they have a microchip under all of the cups. And so when you put the cup under the soda machine, it knows how many refills and how many times that cup has been filled. Right. So hypothetically, what if that refill system was broken or glitching one day and you noticed, like you put it on there and you've already hit your three for the day and all of a sudden it starts filling up again and again and again? Are you continuing to exploit that refill system for the day, or are you still being good guy Brett and honoring that one rule, one refill rule?
This is hard, right? Because like your morals and your wallet say two different things here. And I think that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Morally, no, right? Like I'm going to say like I have my three refills. From this point on, I'll just do the refill water and like I'll be fine for the day.
Yeah.
But if you're telling me that my Powerade consumption can continue without any stoppage.
Yep.
I think I would exploit it. Okay.
Okay. Everyone has heard that. He would officially exploit it.
And if our Disney mole is in this episode, leave. I would exploit it, and I would play the card of I thought I bought the unlimited refills.
Gotcha.
And I didn't think twice about it because I thought that's what my parent bought, right? Yeah. And now the park is at the hotel and they gave me the cup here to come today.
Yeah. You were just told you could use it, that type of thing.
Exactly, right? And then you play the dumb card of I didn't know any better. So.
Yeah. How okay, I like that, kind of playing dumb. I think that I would also exploit it because
crazy.
I
survivorship just went down.
Just a bunch of unethical people on this podcast. I think I would exploit it as well because you know what? Screw Disney and their prices, and wow. Subscriber just went up. and we just gained about six more. No, I think, you know, at the end of the day, that is not going to put Disney under. That is definitely not going to – they're not even going to notice, really. Right. Their inventory levels might be slightly lower. They're going to be like, wow, that guy did a lot of damage on that soda machine. Wow, we're reordering a lot of soda. He must have went to town. But I think at the end of the day, it's such a minor thing that ethically I would be able to get over it. And you know what? You get to stick it to the big system every once in a while. So if that happens, get better machines, you know?
Yeah, honestly, simple solution.
Sometimes you got to just charge it to the game, blame technology and move on.
Love it. All right. I like this one. So you are at Magic Kingdom, right? You just park hopped from Hollywood Studios, right? So it's been a long day.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't go back to the hotel. It's been a hot one too, right? And you're just standing in the hub, deciding your next decision.
Okay.
Randomly, a guy just walks up to you, hands you a half-eaten Mickey bar that's like kind of melty, and walks away.
It doesn't say anything.
Doesn't say a single word, and you just like. You just take it, and now you're holding a Mickey bar that's half eaten and melting. Are you chasing them down? Are you just like questioning it? Are you throwing it away? Like,
yeah, I think, oh, well, I obviously wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't even consider eating it. I don't care if I was starving and that. And I think that that guy is some like Disney angel dropping food in my lap. I wouldn't eat your pre-eaten snack, right?
Right.
But I think instinctually, I would immediately try to flag him down and like not let him get away. I'd be like, yo, like, what is this?
Yeah.
If he somehow like got it securely in my hand and like fled without me like reacting right away, I would definitely flag him down first and ask, like, what is this? What am I doing with this? Did you think I look like a trash can? Do I look like a waste basket to you?
Oh my God.
I think that would be my first question. My second question would be, or my second course of action, if he's like, oh, I don't know, I was just getting rid of it, I would be like, you're an idiot. And then I would throw it away myself. I think that's how I would handle it. I would just be like, what are you doing? Did you mean to give this to me? Did you think I was part of your family or someone else? And if all of those are no, I would throw it out. What about you?
I think I would just immediately throw it out. I
wouldn't even confront.
No.
Like, just be like, what?
I'd be like, why do I have this Mickey bar? Yeah. Like, look around, like, super confused, just making sure, like, I didn't spawn.
And Brett Loki would bite it.
He totally would.
Brett would sniff it and give it a quick little bite and then toss it.
It didn't smell bad.
Yeah, he'd say thanks to the ghost of Walt and then throw it out.
I don't know what I would do if literally you're just like standing and somebody just handed you like a bag of popcorn
and just like, well, if it was away. Full, like if they were like, oh, like I bought this for my kid, but he doesn't want it. Do you want this?
No words were said. Just handed to you.
Okay.
That's so funny.
All right. I have my third one for you here. Okay. Let me know what you would do in this scenario. You're on Pirates of the Caribbean. You're enjoying the ride. But there's a kid in front of you, in the boat in front of you, and he's kind of unsupervised. Like he's a toddler, and the parents are just preoccupied. Maybe the mom is on her phone, and then the father is checking the sports score of something, and they're not really watching the kid. And he takes off his magic band and drops it in the water. Are you saying something to the family, and or are you saying something to the worker that there is now a magic band in the water?
Yes and yes.
To both.
I think to both. I think, one, do I have the ability to try and reach down myself and grab it as my boat passes? I think it would be my first attempt.
I don't know about that, because I just feel like, I know that this is irrational, but I feel like my hand would get grinded up if I put it like
yeah, any that's deeper irrational. Than
fingertips. And if I'm like reaching towards the bottom, like I you don't know what's going on down there. It's probably nothing, know. But like I'm picturing like a saw contraption happening down there. Yeah. I'm picturing it like a completely violent gear system and my hand would just get mangled. So I don't know if I'd be ducking my hand into the dark abyss of pirate's water.
All right, fair enough. Then either way, I would tell a cast member before I tell the family.
Oh, okay. That.
Yeah. And then I would tell the family. I think nice. So. That's like a lot of money, right? That's like $60.
It is. And it's like one of those things where they're going to start fighting.
Right. Like, you had a laugh. Did we leave it in the hotel? Like, right. Like, it's going to be. Yeah. So, and the kids can get blamed. So I think it's different than like watching the turkey leg fall, right? That's $12. Right.
Yeah.
This is like $60, like a decent amount. So I would tell right. people.
I think you're right. I think that's definitely the right call. I would as well. I think I would start with the family first. I think we're getting off the ride, right? They would get off first and then our boat comes by. Or if the boats get close enough towards the end where you can kind of like shout to the boat ahead of you, maybe like mention it then. But probably when we get off the boat, I would say something to them and just be like, hey, I just want to let you know, right around the, ship cannon scene, I watched your child slam dunk the magic band into the water, and you guys
watched it because you weren't.
yeah just let a little jab in there. I would say that they dropped the water in there, or they dropped the magic band in the water, and almost let them kind of deal with it with the next steps. Like I would definitely tell the family. If I didn't or couldn't tell the family, I would tell a worker. But I feel like at that point, I've done my part of like informing them that their band is there. I'm not going to waste the rest of my day putting in some like report or something to like figure out how to find it again. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, because I was the witness. So like I know where it is. So maybe I should stay and help. But another part of me is like, ooh, but I got a lightning lane coming up, you know?
Right.
Oh, I would love to help look for this magic band.
Oh, sorry.
From your unsupervised kid, but I am also late for my Big Thunder Fast Pass. So, anyway,
gotta go.
So, hope you find it.
I have one more, and it's not necessarily Magic Kingdom specific, but just in general. If you're ever in a store and you see someone shoplift, are you telling somebody? Are you like following? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I think I would absolutely tell somebody. I would 100%.
Snitch.
Contrary to popular belief of all my other answers on this episode, I do have an ethical and moral scale, and I think that blatantly steal like you're like everything like Ryan, you stole soda from Disney. Yeah, relax. Okay,
yeah, it's like, relax. You know,
do you think Coke or anybody notices that? No. And do you think really anybody would notice like a missing pin or a missing hat? Probably not, but it just feels different in my like scale and in my head. Like purposefully planning to steal something. I'm such a hypocrite. Purposely planning to steal something feels more wrong than stealing liquid out of a machine. I don't know. I would not confront them. I have no intention to talk to them or confront them, but I would absolutely tell a cast member, if you steal in front of us, you're done.
You're done.
Just so everyone listening knows, if we're ever visiting a park together and you try to pull off a heist, you're done. Don't try to loop us in.
Internal.
We'll snitch internal in snitch. 3 seconds and then talk about it on the week's episode.
That's funny.
Yeah, we met up with a listener in the parks and they wanted to steal hats. It's like... And we told on them in a second.
And we told on them. Hey, nice hat, by the way.
I'm wearing a hat on the episode.
You're wearing a hat.
I'm wearing a hat on the next live.
Still has a tag hanging.
It's got the magnetic strip in it.
The one that only the store can remove.
Oh, gosh.
I also would tell somebody but not get involved, right? Like, that goes anywhere. Whether it's like Disney or anywhere, like I would tell somebody in a heartbeat that somebody stole something, but I would never put myself like in a line of like being the confronter.
Yeah,
that's
I agree.
Not my job, and I'll get paid for that. So
I agree. I love this game. It's so much fun. The like ethical dilemmas of Walt Disney World.
We just pin ourselves against it though, because like one time we're like, yeah, no, stealing is very bad. And then we're like, lying is also very bad, right? Yeah. We're like, and then we tell our kids to their face, like, yep, that's just a friend.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, oh my gosh. But it all these situations feel different. Like there is, it's not really like a black and white thing. There's different like severity, I feel like, to this situation.
Yeah. No, there are. And I would agree. But we could do this game for days and days. But for now, we will wrap up this episode here. And the next time you will hear from us will be on Monday, October 30th, for our first Dose of Magic Live, happening on YouTube and Facebook simultaneously.
Yes, at 7 p.m. Eastern.
7 p.m. Eastern. So we look forward to hearing, finally hearing from you all.
Yes.
So be sure to follow us on A Dose of Magic Pod. Wow. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, A Dose of Magic Podcast. Be sure to follow us on TikTok, A Dose of Magic Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, all the your favorite socials. We are there. And we appreciate you all. And we'll catch you next episode.
Thanks, everyone.